Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangallosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. And now, play ball. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangallosi. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Cangallosi steals second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cangallosi moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen misplays the ball. That's an error on Guillen. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. One out. John Cangallosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangallosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cangallosi hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Boyd, and towards Quiñones, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mormon scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0-for-1 in the game. Quiñones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cangallosi throws the ball into Cruz, who tags Quiñones, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moorman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell pinch hits for Ray Quiñones. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mormon hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.